Good morning, church. How are you today? Okay. You don't have to give me a positive answer. You can be honest. Well, you know what? Regardless of how it's going to go today, we got a song list here. And we have an appointment with God. We're going to come to Him now. In spirit and in truth, we're going to worship Him. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank You once again that let us never take it for granted that we have this opportunity every Sunday to be able to praise You. And so, Father, as we have gathered together here, and we are born again, and we want to come to You now in spirit and in truth. And so, Father God, we just thank You that we'll be able to meet You, that Your Holy Spirit will be here, present, moving in and about us, that Your presence will be here, and that it will just be a Spirit-filled service here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust and obey. trust and obey.
Amen.
seems so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see
sin, I've been set free. Oh, praise the Lord.
thankful for that? Amen. Indeed, huh? Amen. We were broken and He fixed us. Let's sing that one more time.
He had compassion on me. He touched my eyes and now I see. He healed my feet and now I walk in His way. He had compassion on me. And from sin I've been set free. Oh, praise the Lord. He had compassion. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. Lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless Thee, O Lord.
The Holy Spirit was showing me a new insight on James, so I'm going to read this and get it exactly right, this scripture from James. It's James 1, starting with verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And when we read that, we think, woe is me, because we have doubts. Humans have doubts. Humans have fears and things that interfere and make us to be double-minded. And so we think, how can we receive anything of God? Because how can we be single in mind, focused like that? And we can see humanity struggling all over the place with unbelief and doubt and not obtaining the wisdom that they need. So this is what the Holy Spirit was showing me. When you are receiving God, when you are in the receiving mode and you're asking in faith and your singleness, you have singleness of mind, singleness of heart. That is when you are grateful. When you are having a grateful heart, when you are, it makes you receptive. It opens your receivers and you can receive the things of God. If you are not grateful, you have closed your receptors and you are not able to receive things of God, because that's the only way to receive from God, is with a receptive, grateful heart of praise and worship. When you are yielding and praising God and acknowledging Him that He is God, then you are in the mode to receive. Now the other, he was showing me, is idolatry. When you are not in the receptive mode, when you are not grateful, when you are ungrateful, or when you have doubts and when you have fears and when your focus is on something else, maybe carnal. I want this job. I want this. The things that you want may be perfectly good things to want, but your focus is not to be on them. Your focus needs to be on the goodness of God. And we can take an example from the martyrs who have been deprived of home and comforts, and they still praised God. And in praising God, they had the victory, even if they were in a dungeon, even if they were starving, even if they were burning at the stake. They praised God, and that's how they went through it. It strengthened them to praise God. They had singleness of mind. They were not saying, I want to be free from this martyrdom. I want this. I want that. We need to get rid of the I wants, because that is idolatry. And there are certain things God knows our needs, and He has a plan to provide for our needs. So we don't have to focus on those. We can just say, thank you, God, for providing for those needs. But when we want something from God, make sure that He is our focus, that we are obtaining these promises because of faith and a grateful heart. A grateful heart opens our receivers and we can receive from God. If we are not grateful, God's hands are tied, we can't receive. So praise God for a grateful heart.
Thank you for your word, the Lord. Thank you for your word. It's wonderful, Lord. It's exciting. Oh, Lord, to hear from you. It's exciting to come into your presence. Oh, it is exciting to know you, Lord, and to serve you. Oh, and to follow you, Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Help us, oh, Lord, to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit. Oh, and to walk in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the victory, O Lord. And thank you for, O Lord, that we are receptive and we are grateful for the things that you've done in our lives and the things that you have in store for this body of believers. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory. For a mighty victory. The Bible says, have faith in God. For if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe, what you said shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you said. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. And whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that let us stay focused on you. Let us keep our mind upon you. Let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord God. And we want to declare today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the excitement rising in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, that we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We're going to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And we thank you, Father, and we will be anxious for nothing but in all our ways, with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. We're going to let our request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for having it today your way. Your way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for leading us, for guiding us, for directing us. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing upon the pastor when he brings the message to us. Thank you for giving him freedom to preach, we pray. And let the word come out with power. Oh, and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we thank you, Lord. Yes, oh Lord, we need your help. We need your touch today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you stand by us, O Lord, every time, every minute of the hour, every hour of the day, you stand by us. And we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do today, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord, you told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you for all your provisions. We thank you for supplying all our needs. And thank you, Lord, that we want to be faithful in our giving, O Lord. Oh, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses his people to finance his work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that his people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Are we happy today? We want to be happy, right? Well, I got some happy stuff to share with you. So, on our website in Germany, a lot of things are happening. And between Raymond and Gina, they informed me today that they had a first person that need to be baptized in water. And this is a great praise of the Lord, since this is the beginning of what God is going to do in Germany. So we're going to praise God for that victory. And so I wrote them and shared with them a few things, what they asked a question about. And so we're going to be praising God for that. And this is a prayer request that we prayed for here about 3 weeks ago. Dear John, this is just a short note to let you know that your and our prayers have been answered. Mappy, that's his wife, has recovered significantly from the Bell's palsy. Praise the Lord. Most of the pain has gone away. Most of the muscle function of her face has returned, so she looks and feels more normal. She's able to drive now and do most things normally. There are still a few residual effects of the condition, but we trust and pray that you will have a complete recovery. Thank you very much for your prayers. Yours in Christ, Brother Mike. And he is from Massachusetts. So we want to praise God for that. This is a request here from Marlene. And please pray for Anne. She is an older woman who is going in on July 19th for a hernia operation. That all will go well and that she will be healed quickly. Also, we don't know if she is a Christian. Please pray for her salvation. Thank you so much. I also pray for you and your ministry, Marlene. So we're going to pray for that woman, Anne. And then we have the oil. The price of oil rose last week $2.65 per barrel and ended up at $87.40 per barrel. Since there's a rumbling about war with Iran, speculators are moving in to buy up oil, hoping to sell it at a great profit once the war breaks out. There's only one power that can change things, that is God himself. Let us pray and ask him to do what no one else can do. And now I'd like to speak not so much to the congregation here, but I'd like to speak to our cyber members. Financially, the month of July has not been a good month for us. We are halfway through the month now, and we have not paid rent on our facilities here, and there are salaries that have not been paid. And for some reason, our money dried up coming in from our cyber members and from people that are watching us. Let me share this with you. We're a small congregation here in Sacramento, and we are relying upon that our cyber membership, people that are regularly with us, are helping us out. If you do not help us, then we are simply not going to be able to make it. God is using people to bring up the finances. Now, someone said to me, I talked to a cyber member some time ago, and he said, you know, why should I, sitting in another country, send money to the U.S., rich people like we are, and help out with your rent? Well, it's a very simple explanation. First of all, not all people are rich in the United States. Matter of fact, most people are not rich. We have to work hard for our money. Our church is small. And the reason you can sit in different nations and watch us is that we have a facility where we have our cameras, equipment, and so on, where we can bring this broadcast, this webcast to you. And if we lose our facilities, you ain't going to see us. So we do need you that are sitting in other countries to help us out. In time past, some of you have. Again, I have to share with you that we just lost a dear friend in Sweden that has been helping us out for some time, and he simply went to be with the Lord. And we need new people to take their places. So please, if you love us, if you love the Lord, and you think we're doing a great job, would you today, on the internet, send us some money, help us out? It would be greatly, greatly appreciated. With that, those of you that like to pray, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you with these prayer requests. We thank you that you are eager to answer these. And we come in Jesus' name. And we bring up this lady, Anne, right now, whom our sister Marlene is requesting prayer for. And Anne is an older woman who needs a surgery for a hernia, which is kind of serious. And so we are praying that everything will go well in the surgery. But Marlene wasn't even sure if Anne was born again yet. So we pray first and foremost that she will be turning to God. Amen. And that she will learn about salvation and give her heart to the Lord and be born again. So we pray for that, and we also pray for her healing of that hernia. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that, Lord, that we know you are still on the throne. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing this lady, Lord, Mappy. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that our prayers were answered once again, Lord. And, Lord, I pray for continued recovery, Lord God, that all that pain will completely be gone, Lord, and those muscles will be completely restored. And we thank you, Lord, that they wrote and praised you for it, Lord God, for you are the only one that can heal us, Lord God. And we thank you for that right now. We thank you for complete healing for her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in our hearts and minds and souls of people. Lord God, we know that you're working your miracles in heaven. You're taking care of the situations on this earth. And as prayers come up to you, Father, you do answer them. And I feel that what the Holy Spirit's laying on my heart today about this oil crisis and oil situation in America is that as Christians, we need to repent a little bit more each and every day in our life and repent in a way that is pleasing to God. Yes. And Lord God, we just pray for repentance in America. We pray for revival in America. Amen. We pray, Lord God, that you will work through us and strengthen us as the days ahead. For this country is in a bad way. And the world as it pulls away from God is in a bad way. So as Christians throughout America and throughout the world, we need to repent. We need to seek the Lord more each and every day. And we need to get on our knees and look to God for the answers, because he does answer prayer. Amen. And he is the creator of all miracles. Amen. And of all things. And so I just pray this morning that we need cheaper prices and fuel, and we need a lot of things to go on in America that will better this nation. But this nation is not going to turn around until people turn around. Amen. And that's what we need in America. That's what we need in our churches. So as Christians, we need to repent and ask God to please forgive us for our sins and ask God to please help us and keep our eyes on Jesus, keep our eyes on God and let Him work all the situations out in our life. And this is my prayer this morning, Lord God, for me, and I pray for America. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it be a change of heart in this body of believers. Let it be, O Lord, let our focus be turned to you all the way, we pray, Father. Let us seek you with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that as we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. And right now we want to all agree together about the church's finances, about what the Lord our God wants to do in this body of believers. Let us all stretch our hands towards the altar right now in agreement that God will provide every need there is in this body of believers. And we, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We all come to you, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come to you, Lord, with thanksgiving. We come to the courts with praise. And we thank you. We recognize that you are the Jehovah Jireh, the provider. The God shall supply all our needs. There's no good thing that you will hold from them that walk uprightly. You are the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we thank you today for meeting every need in this body. But most of all, we pray first, let our heart be right with you. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, it shall come to pass, before you call upon me, I will answer thee. And while you yet speak, and I will hear. And Lord God, we thank you for meeting every need in this body that we have exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for providing every need, O Lord. And thank you for helping us to walk uprightly and walk that close walk with you, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, Father God, we want to come before you and just praise you and thank you for everything you're doing in our lives, in our church. And yesterday, Satiris and I and Lois, Sister Lois, left the picnic, the beautiful picnic, and went to visit Tom and Karen Frankhauser. And he is so weak that he can hardly lift his hands. And the devil had her howling practically the whole time we were there. But we have felt in this church that you are going to heal them. You've told us you're going to heal both of them and get them out of that place back into their own home or wherever you're going to put them. But we thank you and praise you, Father God. We praise you for the healing that you've shown us. And that no matter what the devil tries to weaken our faith by showing them weak and whatever's going on in their lives, you've healed them already in heaven and you're healing it on earth. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, for all your goodness to them. They love you. She can't speak, but she loves you. He can speak, and he loves you. I could feel the love coming off of that man. It was so thick, it was beautiful. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, for what you're going to do in your perfect timing. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for our team in Germany and for the work that you are doing through them. They had their first water baptism and by immersion. And they expect great things to develop from this, from these people, these new people coming in. And Father, we just ask your blessing on them. We ask you to protect them, to keep them functioning, to keep them supplied with whatever they need, and to especially strengthen their hearts and minds in doing your service, Father. And the way they're keeping up that website is a great ministry, and you're using it. And it's alive and active, and we thank you for keeping it that way and continuing to minister to them, Lord God, and their families. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we prayed yesterday against the fire up here in the mountains close here to Sacramento. And we pray again here today, Father, and we thank you, Lord, that it did not really increase, and that, Father God, they're able to begin to contain it. And we thank you, Father God, for the protection, particularly the strangers, Father God, their home. And we thank you that other people will not lose their homes either, Lord. And we thank you, right now, that your hand can be over that. And that even a forest fire, you can put it out. Just with your word. Nothing is impossible but God. And we thank you for a good outcome here, Lord. And Father God, thank you for the prayers being spoken here today on the altar. And in due time, they will be answered. We know that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.